Good morning.
Morning.
We'll do two today. We're going on to the sixth commandment. And question 72 is, what is the sixth commandment? And the sixth commandment is, thou shalt not kill. And then I go to Exodus 20:13, and it says, thou shalt not murder. Different Bibles will have different versions, but it's really taking the life of an innocent person is what it's talking about. And it's not capital punishment. It's taking the life of an innocent person that it's talking about. Okay, and then question 73, what is required in the sixth commandment? The sixth commandment requireth all lawful endeavors to preserve our own life and the lives of others. So let's go to Ephesians 5:28 for the first, preserving our own life, and that's right in the midst of the marriage where the husband's supposed to love his wife as himself. And so 28 and 29, so husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. Okay, and for the second part of that answer, they have 1 Kings 18, and this is pretty much one of the low spots in the history of Israel. Jezebel was pushing her husband to Ahab to do all the wickedness that could possibly be done. And yet there was, in the country at that time, there were a few righteous people. And here we go in verse 4, 1 Kings 18:4, we find one of them, and he was doing the most he could to forward God's kingdom in the midst of a very bad situation. For so it was, while Jezebel massacred the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them, 50 to a cave, and had fed them with bread and water to keep them alive. So he was taking care of the faithful of God. That's just amazing. He risked a lot to do that, but that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to risk to save lives. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. We ask that you would drive home in our hearts the desire to save all life from conception all the way through natural death, that we would take that to heart and make it very important in our lives. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.